The claim that an 80 billion parameter language model can run in 4.3 gigabytes of RAM on a Mac sounds like a specification error. But the Swiftlet project on GitHub is making exactly that claim, and it's getting meaningful traction. 205 points and 91 comments. For reference, 80 billion parameters at standard float 16 precision would require something like 160 gigabytes of memory. The fact that you can compress that down to 4.3 gigabytes while maintaining useful output quality is a testament to how far quantization techniques have come.
The key word there is useful. The HN thread is doing what it should, probing what useful means in this context. Several people are running benchmarks and finding that for certain task types, particularly structured text generation and coding assistance, the compressed model performs surprisingly well. For tasks that require nuanced reasoning or factual precision, the degradation is more apparent. So the honest characterization is probably, it's impressive for what it is, and what it is might be enough for a significant slice of real use cases.
The iPhone claim is even more striking in some ways. Running a 35 billion parameter model on a phone is the kind of thing that would have been dismissed as fantasy 18 months ago. If on-device inference at this scale becomes routine, it has significant implications for privacy, latency, and cost. You're processing locally, so you're not sending data to a server, you're not paying per-token API costs, and you're not dependent on network connectivity. That's a genuinely different product proposition.
Related to this, the DeepSeek V4 flash on a single AMD MI300X story is about the other end of the deployment spectrum. The MI300X is a serious piece of hardware, AMD's high-memory GPU accelerator designed specifically for large model inference. The work here is about demonstrating that you can run a frontier-class model on a single card rather than a multi-GPU cluster. From a cost and operational complexity standpoint, the difference is substantial.
What's notable about this moment in AI infrastructure is that the capability frontier is simultaneously moving up, models getting more powerful, and the deployment floor is moving down smaller hardware requirements. Both things are happening at the same time, which means the range of viable deployment contexts is expanding in both directions.
The Cloudflare post about running Kimi and GLM at scale fits neatly into this. Cloudflare's Workers AI platform has been quietly building out support for a wider range of open weight models, and this post is specifically about optimization techniques for keeping latency low and throughput high when you're serving these models at the kind of request volumes Cloudflare sees. The framing, smaller, faster, safer, is interesting because safer, in their context, means more predictable behavior, not safety in the alignment sense.
One thing that struck me in that Cloudflare post is the emphasis on model selection as an operational decision rather than just a capability decision. They're not always running the most capable model available. They're running the model that fits the latency budget, the memory budget, and the reliability requirements of the workload. That's a mature infrastructure perspective that's different from how people often talk about model selection in research contexts.
It's the same logic you'd apply to any other distributed systems component. Right-size the tool for the job and resist the instinct to always reach for the most powerful option.